being of mixed origin, I advocated the establishment of a Canadian citizenship, an unhyphenated citizenship, a citizenship that would know no bounds or limitations, a citizenship which would not depend on blood counts. There are many who felt that that could not be achieved. And yet in 1944, after having advocated it over and over again in the House of Commons and outside, the then Prime Minister stated in August of that year that he accepted this viewpoint, and that when the war was over, the necessary measure would be established or brought before Parliament to the end that citizenship would be attained in Canada, a Canadian citizenship, strong, vital, and effective. And then there's another thing over the years that I advocated was the Bill of Rights. And I'm not going into that on this occasion, excepting to say this. That view, that idea, goes back to 1914, 1913, during the days I was a university student. The need of Canada preserving and maintaining its freedom to the end that no parliament would ever dare to alter the fundamental freedoms of Canadians. I mention these things because this matter will come before the next session of Parliament. The views at the time they were first expressed were regarded as not in keeping with Canadian tradition. Today they're accepted. The Liberal Party, which through the years said we didn't need a Bill of Rights, which in 1946 or 45 after the war passed an order in council which would have driven from Canada those whose only offense was their color, now say we do need a Bill of Rights. How about you don't go far enough in the Bill of Rights that you're bringing before Parliament because it doesn't cover provincial legislation? We're going as far as the Parliament of Canada can go to the end that fundamental freedoms, which above everything else appeal to young men and women as necessary buttresses for their future, can be assured nationally. Whatever your ideas, they'll be welcomed. Whatever your resolutions providing, and I say providing this, and I don't have to say it in your case, they have a sense of responsibility, will receive the fullest weight and consideration, not only by the senior organization, but by the members of Parliament, the Cabinet, and myself as your representatives. Produce your resolutions. Let's have your view. Give us your considerations that you believe should be are necessary today, not only for the building of the Canada today, for the future. And you'll be assured that they will receive in the future as in the past that regard which they deserve, and which is one of the reasons why I was able to say in my opening remarks how far you had advanced in your organizations even during the last year.